This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Tuesday, 30 April, year of our Lord, 2024. Let's go back to Caroline Glick. And Caroline, I can tell you that this campus situation is spinning out of control, as we predicted, more and more and more. And it's quite obvious. This is a neo-Marxist. This is the Red-Green Alliance, neo-Marxist combined with Sharia supremacists. And it's an assault on America and all of America's core principles. And it's only going to get worse because the authorities, you can see, are crumbling in the face of this. They don't know how to handle this. And folks out there, if you think the summer of love with BLM was bad, you ain't seen nothing yet, because this is not going to go away. It's only going to metastasize, because they've seen that they're winning. They feel they're winning on these campuses. And it's pretty obvious they are. And they're definitely winning the information war on this. Caroline, Israel is also threatened by the Persians in Hezbollah in the north. Yesterday at Harvard, or on Sunday at Harvard, a disgrace happened. The statue of John Harvard, which always hangs, the building right in back of it always has the American flag. A group took down, with no police around, no police intervention, no Harvard security intervention, no crowd intervention. They took down the American flag and put up the flag of Hezbollah. Your thoughts about that, ma'am?
Well, you have to remember that after October 7th, the Jewish students at Harvard asked to put up the flag of Israel at Harvard Yard, and their request was denied. And so here you have Harvard really very clearly saying, we are occupied territory. We are occupied by Hamas supporters, by Hezbollah supporters, and we're cool with that. We're not going to stop this. Same thing with Columbia and with UCLA, where they're actually barring these anti-Semites on campus are actually barring Jewish students from entering campus. And the university security is allowing this to happen because they got orders from the university administration not to have any issues with any of the Hamas people on campus. So that means that Jews are not allowed onto UCLA campus. Yesterday, an American who went onto City College of New York's campus, he taped himself just going with an American flag, and they beat the crap out of him. They threw him down a flight of stairs, they punched him, they kicked him for carrying the U.S. flag. So, I mean, this is what's happening right now on U.S. college campuses from coast to coast. And it's a very terrifying time. These people are openly standing with terrorists. And by the way, they're committing acts of terrorism. I mean, what does it mean to take over buildings in a university and sneak into universities that are supposed to be shut down with people who are not identified? I mean, they are clearly cooking something up. They said they were going to escalate, and then they took over the administration building at Columbia. And you know, we'll just have to see where this is leading, but nothing good can come from letting bullies take over campus, especially when those bullies openly support genocidal terrorist organizations who seek to dominate the world, not just the Jewish state, in the name of Islam.
I've said before that this, at the very first days of this, I said this is the most anti-American open revolt we've ever allowed in the United States, ever. Worse than anything that happened during the Vietnam War, worse than anything that happened in the labor strikes, anything that happened in the Great Depression. This is by far the worst and the most virulently anti-American that's ever been out there. Talk to me about Hezbollah. The flag, it flew over Harvard Yard above the statue of John Harvard, really what is sacred space at Harvard. What does that mean for Israel? Tell me about Hezbollah and the Persians.
So Hezbollah is an Iranian foreign legion. They're Lebanese, and they work directly under the control of Iranian dictator Ali Khamenei. They're a unit in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. They're not an independent organization. They're part of the Revolutionary Guard Corps of Iran. And they have been stepping up massively their missile and rocket assaults on Israel over the past couple of weeks. We've had them targeting specifically military targets like the Northern Command headquarters in the city of Safed. And they've carried out attacks against our air defense and our air control equipment and bases. So, I mean, this is a very, very dangerous threat. And there's really no way that the 100,000 Israelis who have been internal refugees living in hotel rooms, who live in communities along the border with Lebanon, they've been living in hotel rooms since they were evacuated shortly after October 7th, and they simply cannot be, they cannot go home safely until Israel conducts a ground campaign in Lebanon that's going to remove Hezbollah forces from the border and that are going to push and that are going to diminish massively Hezbollah's missile and rocket capabilities. Because right now, I mean, it's not just that Hezbollah is operating like this; they're operating openly with the UN. I mean, it's like there's no bars on their operations and doing joint patrols with the UN.
So you're saying that IDF has got to go in, is going to go in, and the Israeli people support this, and take out four combat brigades of Muslim Brotherhood Hamas in southern Gaza. They've still got this problem of two combat brigades in Judea Samaria. And you think that it's going to take a ground campaign in northern Israel, maybe even into Lebanon, to clear out the problem there of Hezbollah?
Look, I mean, the truth of the matter is that, you know, we can't leave Gaza once we've destroyed Hamas's conventional forces. I mean, this isn't a war that, you know, you just go in and you leave. This is a war that if we don't control Gaza for the indefinite future, then they're going to just rebuild. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And then what we saw on October 7th is going to happen again and again and again, because that's what these people do and that's who they are. And if we don't destroy Hamas, then we're also begging essentially for the Palestinians in Judea and Samaria to use their very, very large combat forces that are all American trained and equipped against Israelis. And we're looking at massive aggression and, in fact, an invasion of Israel from southern Lebanon. So everything sort of hinges on that. And yes, look, Israelis understand that this is a war for our survival. I understand that for whatever reason, the Biden administration has been making light of the situation since October 7th and pretending that this is something that we can just go in, do a couple of counter-terror operations, and everything will be fine. That's not true. These people are playing for keeps. They want to annihilate Israel. They made that clear. Iran made that clear with their massive missile and drone attack against Israel on April 13th. And we can't forget that. I mean, that was extraordinary. Two of the missiles that they used on April 13th are equipped with carrying nuclear warheads. And they were able to infiltrate Israeli airspace. We saw the remains of one of those missiles in the southern city of Arad. Hikers found it, and others were found around the Dead Sea area as well. So, you know, we're looking at a massive assault on Israel. In the meantime, you know, you have the International Criminal Court saying that our leaders are war criminals. You have the International Court of Justice trying us for genocide. You have the State Department saying they're considering an arms embargo against us and demanding that we have massive resupply of Hamas in the form of fake humanitarian aid. And the United States is paying $320 million to build a port for Hamas on the Gaza coast, and it's being carried out by Marines. So you have 1,000 Marines now deployed on ships around Gaza to build Hamas a port. And it's all very crazy. We've never seen anything like this before.
Caroline, how do people follow you? How do they get all the – I know you've got daily reports, you've got a newsletter, you've got a podcast, you've got all of it. Where do people go?
They can reach me at JewishNewsSyndicate.org, where I'm the senior editor, or on my website, CarolynGlick.com. Carolyn spelled Caroline, CarolynGlick.com. And also they can follow me on Twitter, where I update my feed many times a day.
Carolyn, thank you very much. Thank you for the update. Look forward to getting back to you. Be safe.
Thank you, and thank you for your support for Israel. I very much appreciate it, Stephen.
Always. Thank you, ma'am. Although I do give my unexpurgated opinions about what that should, you know, how this should go about it. And I'm very concerned that these revolutionaries on these campuses, and you heard about City College of New York, the individual took an American flag around, as we predicted, and he was assaulted and beat up, and the American flag was desecrated. Eli Crane joins me. Eli, you have done many combat tours in that region. Your thoughts about where we stand with this, the Hamas war?
Well, Steve, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It is interesting to see this this stuff spill out onto U.S. campuses, and it's sad, Steve, because I don't think a lot of Americans, a lot of Westerners understand, you know, this part of the world and the culture that, you know, comes from there. You know, when you're dealing with radical Islam, it's a whole different ballgame, and Americans are starting to get a taste of it. I know that, you know, we got a little taste of it, you know, a couple decades ago, but you're starting to see it spill out onto campuses all over the country now. And, you know, when you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. And,
but Eli, hang over a second, Congressman, because you've actually been there, and I know that you know this region, and you know the American military. Here's what I don't get. After the 9/11 attack and then 20 years of combat in Iraq and Afghanistan, thousands dead, 50,000 wounded, PTSD, 20 a day killing each other, $9 trillion. And now on the college campuses, Sharia supremacism up in your face. They're not hiding this. They're not hiding it at all. They couldn't be more up in your grill. What is it going to take for the American people to learn? And yes, we don't want to get sucked into another Middle Eastern war. Absolutely, you know, not because right. As you know, the way that the politicians didn't have the back of the military the first time was just like Vietnam. We ended up with the same type of situation. But what is it about people that they look away from this concept of Sharia supremacism? Even my big criticism of the Israeli government for years is they've tried to deal with the Palestinian situation as a political problem and not as a problem of Sharia supremacism. And now it's obvious the PLA or the PLO really has no control over everything. It's Hamas, it's Hezbollah, it's the Muslim Brotherhood. This is about Sharia supremacism. Why do the American people, you think, and particularly our political leaders, always look away from that?
Well, Steve, you make a great case, but the problem is that you speak with common sense and rationality, and clearly that's not how our leadership here in the United States operates anymore. I mean, our leadership can't even tell you what a man and a woman is anymore. And so are you surprised at all when you see this complete lack of understanding with the threats that are here now that we've allowed into the country and that we often fund and foster?
Eli, you just got supported by President Trump, endorsed by President Trump. Tell me about that.
Well, it's an honor, Steve. You know, when you come to this town, you know that, especially if you're a guy like me, you know that the swamp only has two moves. They either try and co-opt you, influence you, bring you on the team, or they try and get rid of you. And it's pretty clear to everybody up here on Capitol Hill which path I chose. And so when you choose to wage war against the uniparty and the machine, it does feel good when you have some of the heaviest hitters known to man come in and back you up and say, hey, I want this guy on our team. I'm endorsing him. And I do appreciate that from DJT and the former president of the United States. And, I look forward to him coming back up here. I think it's one of the best chances that we have of actually doing what I want to be a part of, and that's turning this country around.
Hey, I know you got to bounce. Could you stick to a short commercial break? Because I do want to ask you about the Democrats just came out and put out an announcement that they will have Speaker Johnson's back, that they will basically table any motion to vacate at all that MTG or anybody else puts up. I want to ask you about that. We have Congressman Eli Crane from Arizona, a combat vet who knows of what he speaks when he talks about this situation in the Middle East. We're going to take a short commercial break. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go talk to Philip Patrick and the team. In times of turbulence, ask him, why has gold been a hedge for 8,000 years of man's recorded history? Short break. Hey, folks, if you watch War Room, you know we talk every day about the geopolitical and other forces driving the price of gold. There are actually a couple of reasons this is happening. Let me walk through them. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January 2021, cost of living is up 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now significantly north of $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, and a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold Group. Secure a portion of your savings now with gold and do it from Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of your pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold also. Just text Bannon to 989898 and claim your free info kit to protect your savings in a time of turbulence, instability, and uncertainty. Do it today. Take action, action, action. Birch Gold Group. Text Bannon at 989898.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, let me go back to Congressman Eli Crane. And Congressman, you were one of the what we call the hard eight. You were a absolute, you know, hero and patriot. And you said the reason was you had the backing of your folks back in your district. Well, the Democrats just put out a statement. MTG can run around, do anything she wants, but they're gonna block, right, any ability even to get the motion to vacate to the floor. And, of course, she and other people allied with this movement, including War Room, are saying, hey, this is proof that Johnson's nothing more. And you've seen in his legislation, nothing more than a Democratic speaker. I know that you are very close to your constituents. I would argue you're probably closer to your constituents than just about any other congressman in the House. As you are coming back from 1 week recess, because we really depend upon the common sense, right? Common sense of the folks in your district as a perfect example. What are they telling you?
Well, they're frustrated with the speaker as well. And I can't argue with what you just said. I'm definitely frustrated with the speaker. You know, I've told him that personally. And, you know, Steve, we were talking about this last week. I think I told you that, you know, if we were to make this move, if Marjorie was to make this move, that the Democrats would cover down and support Mike Johnson. And why wouldn't they? Because with his leadership, he's basically brought up everything. And, you know, I would say given them everything that they want. And so this is one reason I don't think this is a great idea right now, because I do believe it's an exercise in failure theater. Number two, and I told you this as well last week, even if we were able to execute the motion to vacate, I don't believe, as somebody that pulled the trigger the last time and was part of that operation and saw the 3 week exercise of trying to pick a new speaker, I don't believe we could get the American people a better speaker. And I know the posse is like, Eli, what are you talking about? How is that even possible? And what I told you, Steve, is that this is not a conservative conference at all. We're outnumbered over 10-1. And if we got another speaker who doesn't even have any conservative worldview whatsoever, but is vengeful and spiteful and starts kicking conservatives off committees and, you know, kicking us out of the conference and so on and so forth, you know, it could be a worse situation. And so the way I look at this, Steve, when you're outnumbered like we are, you got to play this like almost like guerrilla warfare. And if you're going to take a shot at the head of the snake, you better have the deck stacked in your favor. And I don't believe we do right now. And so that's why I think, you know, this is an exercise in futility. But yeah, that's what I got to say about it.
How do you, but Arizona is central. I argue that if President Trump wins Arizona and if Carrie Lake wins the Senate, we'll take the Senate and we'll take the White House. Do you believe that we'll have a lack of enthusiasm among the base? Because this thing is going to be so close in the 25 counties throughout the country that it's going to be on a knife's edge, at least right now, even with Trump up in these polls. Do you believe that this is going to impact, when you say it's not a conservative conference, well, the people out there ringing doorbells, raising money, working phone banks, they believe that they're sending conservatives there. Do you think this will lead to a lack of enthusiasm, particularly in a state like Arizona, where, you know, 10,000 people decide that it's just not worth it, they're tired of it, and all of a sudden Biden slips in to win Arizona and Gallego wins the Senate seat, sir?
Well, Steve, I partially agree with you. I don't think that the American people right now are operating off of enthusiasm because of what they see going on in Congress. I think that the effort and the fuel that's going to get them to get out there is a concern based on what they see with the Biden administration, and also an excitement based on what they saw President Trump do while he was president for 4 years. So you're right. Nobody's going to get excited about what they've seen in Congress, but I don't think that's what's going to fuel people to turn out this next election cycle to make sure that Donald John Trump comes back into office.
Eli, how can people follow you more closely, social media, your website, all of it? Because you do have a challenger, although I don't think he really realized what district he was running in. And of course, you're the President Trump endorsed candidate in a truly MAGA district. Where do people follow you?
Yeah, they can follow me on social media. Eli Crane, CEO. There's a bunch out there. I'm easy to find. Crane for Congress, Rep. Eli Crane, any one of those. Thank you so much for having me on, Steve. I appreciate it.
No, thank you for coming on, and look forward to seeing you back out in Arizona eventually. Eli Crane, been a hard, tough morning. We're going to get into the Stefanik of all of it. The Democrats have come out and said they're not going to allow a motion to vacate even to come to the floor. So anything, they don't care how many votes MTG has. They've got Johnson's back. That, I believe, is the first time in the history of this republic it's ever happened. Mike Davis is going to talk about the Stefanik filing. We got a lot more. We're going to go back to Burquam. I want to get some positive news in here. Let's get Lindell. Positive in the regards, Mike, that the audience more than loved what you did for them on this special deal. Can you reiterate it, sir? Because they're greatly appreciative.
Yeah, I will. And I want to tell everyone I'm going to Wisconsin tomorrow to speak at the rally at the and so I'm very excited about that. And once again, I'm able to do all this stuff because of the War Room Posse. So we're so grateful. What we're doing at MyPillow, now that we reached full capacity for making our MyPillow 2.0, if you haven't tried one, here's what we're going to do with you. And even if you have tried one, we're giving them away free. With all you do is pay shipping, handling, free, go anywhere. The multi-use MyPillow 2.0, there it is. You use them, and there I am lounging on a chair. They're the most comfortable pillow with the new cooling technology combined with my patented fill. You have the best pillow in history. We're bringing it back in full production. So you get a free multi-use MyPillow 2.0, no purchase necessary. We want to get you all to try the MyPillow 2.0. You're going to love it. It's a $39.98 value. Use the promo code WARROOM. Go to the website. Do all your other shopping. Go to the website. Use the promo code WARROOM. There's the MyPillow 2.0. You can buy one, get one free. That's the lowest price in history for the bed pillows. You have all the towels and the bed sheets on sale. $25, as low as $25 on the Giza Dreams, the Percale, and the bed sheets. The sandals and slides, $25, as low as $25, and slippers. So you guys use this. And remember, your big ticket items like your beds and your mattress toppers, there's free shipping on that. So get those beds and get them. We extended that, the free shipping on the mattress toppers and the beds, with the same technology, this temperature regulating technology that you get with the MyPillow 2.0. Get yourself a free one now. This is exclusive to the War Room Posse. We're so grateful, Steve, for everything that your show has done for us and your audience.
Mike, before we go, the Robin Voss situation, that's where you're going to Wisconsin. Just give us a minute update on this, because we had him on a recall, but then they threw out, I think, 4,000 of the signatures. Where do we actually stand?
The locals there, they're very confident. I'm actually meeting them in the morning, very early in the morning, and I'm meeting the Holtz team over there in Wisconsin. They're about two-thirds. They just started another one. They knew that they were going to try and disqualify some of the old signatures, that WEC was going to do that, the Wisconsin Election Commission. They did that. Now we know. You learn from that. And now with this one, they are very confident. They're going door to door. This is in person with every person. They're getting everybody that they've talked to, Steve. It's been everybody who's wanting him recalled, whether it's a Democrat or Republican. What Robin Voss has done over to Wisconsin is absolutely, it's one of the biggest blockers this country's ever seen. I want him gone. The country wants him gone. We will be a better place without him. Everyone is very confident. I'm confident, and I'll have a great report on that tomorrow, after I meet with them all. But they're two weeks ahead of schedule. So,
and we'll try to pick you up on the rally. MyPillow.com, promo code WAR. Mike Lindell on the battlefront as usual in Wisconsin tomorrow for the Robin Voss recall. Thank you very much, Mike. Look forward to seeing you this afternoon.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you.
All over, everywhere, fighting on the 30-front war. Mike Davis joins us. Mike, Elise Stefanik, looks like she brought the heat. We were finally waiting for somebody in Congress to step up and do it. We got about 2 minutes here. I want to hold you through the break, but just give us the summary. Why is this a big deal of what she actually filed in, as far as process go? I'll get into the content after the break, but why is this a big deal about this process she initiated?
Well, cheers to Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, the number four House Republican, for actually doing something. She filed a complaint, a misconduct complaint, against Jack Smith and the Justice Department's Office of Professional Responsibility, or OPR, for Jack Smith violating clear policy in the Justice Department, longstanding policy that you cannot make prosecutorial decisions based upon elections. And Elise Stefanik's letter clearly outlines that Jack Smith has done this every step of the way. The Biden Justice Department waited 30 months to bring these bogus charges against President Trump, and then they demanded a trial within about 5 months, even though there are like 13 million pages of documents that you have to get through. You have thousands of hours of videotape. You have these novel legal issues. For the first time ever, you're bringing these legal issues, and Jack Smith was rushing to prosecute Trump to interfere in the election. He sought an extraordinary petition for cert before judgment in the Supreme Court, saying that only the Supreme Court could hear this case. When the Supreme Court denied that, and then the D.C. Circuit Court sided with Jack Smith on presidential immunity, President Trump filed a cert petition for the Supreme Court. 2 months later, Jack Smith did a complete 180 on his position and said the Supreme Court no longer needs to hear the case, even though Jack Smith two months prior said it was only the Supreme Court could hear this case. This is obviously election interference by Jack Smith. Elise Stefanik has the goods. It's in her judicial complaints. And let's just see the Biden Justice Department turn itself into pretzels to protect Jack Smith and to help Joe Biden.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to get into the content of this. Also, Mershon is threatening President Trump with jail over the unconstitutional gag order. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go today and download the fifth free installment of The End of the Dollar Empire. Most emergencies come without warning. And when the next one comes, you won't have time to pack and to prepare. You need to get ready now. Before an emergency strikes, your supplies should be ready to grab and go right away. Secure these supplies right now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Start with the 4-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply, helping millions of Americans, and I mean millions of Americans, prepare. Since 2008, My Patriot Supply are experts in self-reliance and preparation. Their 4-week emergency food kits offer over 2,000 calories every day. Protected by heavy-duty, 4-layer packaging, these kits last up to 25 years. Let me repeat that, 25 years. Sealed inside rugged, handled buckets, they're made to grab and go quickly. Now go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save $50 right now per kit. They ship fast and they ship free in unmarked boxes. Save $50 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action on this today. Go over there. They're the best in the business. Talk to the consultants. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, Mike Davis, first off, before we go back to this complaint, Mershon, I think we're seeing reporting coming out of the courtroom that he fined Trump a $9,000 or more on this gag order, but he threatened him, essentially said, I've had it with this. I'm not going to play softball anymore with you. If you continue to do what you're doing, a true social, or going to the sticks and making your case, I will throw you in jail. Your thoughts?
I say to this Manhattan Democrat judge, Juan Mershon, who donated to Biden in 2020 and whose adult daughter, Laura Mershon, is raising tens of millions of dollars off of her father's unprecedented criminal prosecution of President Trump. I say to this judge, I dare you to put President Trump in prison, because it will guarantee that President Trump wins by a landslide, maybe 4 points. And so go ahead and do it, Juan Mershon, because you're also violating his civil rights. You're part of a criminal conspiracy under federal law to violate President Trump's civil rights. Americans have a First Amendment right, a God-given right, as guaranteed by the First Amendment, to speak out against the government, including corrupt and political judges like Juan Mershon, and prosecutors like Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, this Soros-funded DA, and Matthew Colangelo, this partisan hack political appointee who got deployed from the Biden Justice Department to bring this unprecedented criminal trial against Trump. This is a corrupt case. And if there's anyone on the planet who must have the God-given right guaranteed by the First Amendment to speak out, it is a criminal defendant going through a criminal process. You cannot gag people. Gag orders are supposed to protect the criminal defendant in a limited way, time, place, and manner restrictions to protect the defendant.
If Mershon, and next time Trump, because Trump's going to continue to be Trump, right? The next time he does something, if Mershon tries to put him in actual jail for a day or two, is there a place you can appeal outside of the New York court system? Can you actually go to a federal court, because this is a constitutional issue, particularly with a presidential candidate about election interference? Can you go appeal that there, or is Mershon's decision basically law in that court?
It's hard to go. It's hard to seek collateral review in the federal courts from a state court. But what you could do is seek cert before judgment in the Supreme Court of the United States, like Jack Smith tried to do in his case. I mean, look, we are dealing with a very dangerous situation in New York, where this clearly conflicted, biased judge whose adult daughter is profiting from this criminal prosecution over which her father is presiding, even a former federal Clinton judge on April 5th, 2024 on CNN, Caitlin Collins' show, said that Judge Mershon is required under New York statute to recuse. And what was Judge Mershon's response when Trump raised these recusal issues? He imposed this illegal gag order on Trump. This is a clear violation of the Constitution, of the First Amendment, of the Sixth Amendment, of the 14th Amendment. This is a clear conspiracy to violate President Trump's civil rights. It's a conspiracy between Soros-funded Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, this Biden Justice Department official, senior Justice Department official in the number three office, Matthew Colangelo, who got deployed to Bragg's office to bring this bogus case against Trump, and this clearly biased Manhattan judge, Juan Mershon, whose adult daughter, again, is profiting, raising tens of millions of dollars off of this case. This is corruption to its core. And if Judge Mershon wants to look, you don't gag criminal defendants. If criminal defendants are actually obstructing justice or tampering with witnesses, there are criminal statutes that deal with that. And you don't put these vague and overbroad gag orders on criminal defendants, this sort of Damocles over their head, where if they speak out against a clearly politicized and weaponized justice system, they go to jail. This isn't El Salvador, wherever the hell this judge came from. This is America, right? This is not a third world Marxist hellhole, and this is totally un-American and totally unacceptable what these Marxists are doing in New York, D.C., and Atlanta. And guess what? President Trump is going to be back in the White House. The American people are going to vote him back in on November 5th, 2024. And on January 20th, 2025, his Justice Department should open a criminal probe on this obvious criminal conspiracy to violate so many constitutional rights of Trump, co-defendant Walt Nauta, the 18 co-defendants down in Georgia, the defendants in Arizona. This is obviously a criminal conspiracy to politicize and weaponize our justice system at every level, federal level, state level, local level. It's driven by the Biden White House. His fingerprints are on all four of these unprecedented criminal indictments of Trump, including Jonathan Suh, leading to two of them, Matthew Colangelo going to Bragg's office, dumb, unqualified Nathan Wade in Fulton County, Georgia, a big Fannie's boyfriend, meeting with the Biden White House, billing his time 16 hours, $250 an hour to meet with the Biden White House, including the White House counsel, before they brought this unprecedented indictment in Georgia. This is Biden-driven election interference and lawfare, and there are going to be severe legal, political, and financial consequences. And it includes not only the people in the governments, in the Biden Justice Department, Fulton County DA's office, Big Tisch's office in New York, the AG, Alvin Bragg's office in Manhattan, that dumb prosecutor out in Arizona, the Arizona AG, whoever that new woman is out there who stole the election from Abe by disenfranchising voters on election day. It's also going to include these washed up lawyers and judges on the outside who are colluding with these government officials like Andrew Weissman and many others to run this lawfare. This is a criminal conspiracy, guys. Lawyer up.
You have Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch. He's getting four requests. Breaking news. You got Julie Kelly has already shown or showing in the unredacted, correspondence, the situation there with Jack Smith and the entrapment of President Trump with the National Archives. You've got Article 3 yourself, which you're working on. You've got the 300-page report by Jordan's staff. You have Stefanik now putting forward this brutal letter to the Justice Department demanding immediately an investigation. Why is the, and I think this is what makes people concerned, you know, the Democrats just came out and said, we are going to have Johnson's back. He's our guy. And we don't care what MTG does, a war room, or any of these other guys, anybody makes a move on him, we've got his back. Is that the reason that there's no formal, because you've got all these different smart people in these groups that are bringing up this incredible stuff, and Stefanik tries to wrap it up in the letter, but that's going to the dead letter file over justice. We understand it's a marker for when Trump comes back, but we have to get on this now and expose. The reason you need an investigation by the House is to expose it to the American people who don't watch War Room, who are not a participant in Article 3. When do you see that happening, and what do we have to do to get it? Because the evidence is overwhelming in this, and it's coming from five or six highly credible investigators. Are these groups around it? What is it going to take? And this is why people are quite suspect, that they see Johnson backed by the Democrats, and then they kind of get, okay, now I understand why nobody in a formal position has Trump's back. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, I mean, I agree that House Republicans have been weak, but I think they were very weak even before Mike Johnson became the speaker. What the hell did Jim Jordan do when Kevin McCarthy was the speaker, right? He sent letters. He sent a couple subpoenas. I was highly critical at first, and then he sent a subpoena. So then I decided to keep my big mouth shut for a while. But I think it's time for House Republicans to step up more. We actually have subpoena power, right? Where the hell are the subpoenas? You can't blame Mike Johnson if you didn't do this under Kevin McCarthy. So let's get off our asses, boys, and get moving with these subpoenas. Where are the subpoenas for documents? Where are the subpoenas for staff depositions? Where are the subpoenas for public hearings? Where is this weaponization committee that's supposed to be set up in January of what we're coming on a year and a half ago? Where the hell is it? What are they doing, right? So let's get moving. This is so much bigger than one election or Donald Trump. This is about the left destroying our presidency and destroying our country. Again, these are republic-ending tactics by these Biden Democrats. If they succeed with Trump, he is in their way. They're going after Trump. They're going after his top aides. like you, Steve. They put Peter Navarro in jail. He's in jail right now. They're going after Trump's lawyers. They've been indicted several times. They're going after his supporters. They're going after his January 6th supporters. But they're not stopping there. They're going after parents outraged by gender chaos in schools and the resulting rapes in high school bathrooms. They're going after little old lady Christians praying outside of abortion clinics. Again, while they give amnesty to Biden, Hunter, James, the scumbag Biden family, $20 million, more than $20 million have gone from China, Russia, Kazakhstan, every hellhole in the world has gone, money has gone into the Biden's bank accounts, except for the six-year-old granddaughter who they finally claimed under political pressure. They're coddling BLM and Antifa and trans terrorists. And now these Hamas supporters terrorizing Jewish Americans around America, and especially on college campuses. Our Justice Department, our intel agencies have been politicized and weaponized. Going back to Obama, it's on steroids under Biden, Obama's third term, and House Republicans need to do more. They need to step up.
Would you send subpoenas right now to the Andrew Weissmans and to all those former prosecutors and all the judges they got over there that are also sitting in the anteroom down at the trial? They're holding court and they're briefing people. You got Ornstein and you got others that are there, Conway, every day laying out the narrative as how they want to lay it out. Would you subpoena all those people immediately, the entire MSNBC crew?
No question that you would subpoena any private actor who is working with government officials to violate the civil rights of any American. That is a criminal conspiracy against rights, a very serious crime under our federal civil rights laws. Democrats pretend they care about civil rights, so they should care about a conspiracy by government officials in the Biden Justice Department, the Biden White House, Bragg's office, Tish James's office, Fannie Willis's office, the Arizona AG's office, so many offices around the country. This is clearly coordinated lawfare and election interference. This is a clearly coordinated by Biden and his White House team and his Justice Department to violate the civil rights of Trump and Trump's co-defendants, his aides, his supporters. There must be consequences to this. There must be consequences after January 20th, 2025, when President Trump's acting attorney general opens a criminal probe on this. And, you know, maybe when Mark Paoletta or whoever Trump picks as the AG, we need someone who's fearless. And so this never happens again.
As our engine room has already reported to me that this should be the work of the Viceroy, Lord Davis, his first day as the interim, while we're getting people through the hearings in the Senate, you should immediately start this on the afternoon of the 20th, where we'll have you on War Room to kick it off. Mike Davis, where do people go? I know you're going to do an assessment today of this complaint by Stefanik. Where do people go for Article 3? Where do they go to your social media? How do they look to become a part of this action station you've got over there?
You can follow the Viceroy, go to article3project.org, article3project.org. You can take action there. You can donate there. We're at article3project, at article3project on Getter, Twitter, Truth. And your Lord's personal email is at MRDDMIA. And again, House Republicans, get off your asses and start moving.
Okay, sir, thank you so much. Brilliant day today. Start with Stefanik, but we got to put the pitchfork to guys' backs. We got to get this going. There won't be an afternoon of the 20th of January 2025 unless we get this done now. Short commercial break. Back in a moment. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. grind you for all your back taxes, plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, how do we get up and fired up in the morning here at the War Room? Of course, my favorite, Warpath Coffee. Go to warpath.coffee/War Room and check it out. You get the 15% discount by using War Room, the promo code. 4,300 comments about the coffee. So don't take it from me. Go and see what your compatriots think and then check it out. Overwhelming. I think there's a handful because they put everything. I think a handful of negative, but overwhelming. 4,200 plus 4,290. It's just incredible of what people think about this. I think it's the best coffee ever made. I'm a coffee junkie, and this is what we drink here exclusively at the War Room. So make sure you go to warpath.coffee. Tej Gill and the team of Navy SEALs that have really built this fantastic company, Warpath Coffee. Go to warpath.coffee/War Room. Also, Sacred Human Health. Once again, go to Sacred Human Health. Just look at what your colleagues in the War Room Posse are saying about the grass-fed beef liver, the jolt of energy you get from taking it. Once again, don't take my word. Just go see what the compatriots say. Spend your time on the website. There's other products up there, too. My favorite is the beef liver, the grass-fed beef liver, so go check it out. I've got now we've got Scott Coburn over at Patriot Mobile. As you know, we have Glenn Story, the great Glenn Story, who's everywhere all the time. He comes to every one of our functions. He was in Las Vegas. This guy's just amazing. Scott, you're head of marketing. One of the things we're trying to do is trying to give people alternatives in what we call the alternative economy. Stop giving your money to people that hate you. Patriot Mobile has been one of the great leaders in so many efforts throughout the country through your PAC and your other philanthropic efforts. But just tell us about the basic service. A lot of people ask me, well, why should I use it? And is the phone service going to be as good if I go to one of the major carriers?
Yeah, Steve. And you know, that is one of the main objections we get when people try to come to Patriot Mobile. They're like, look, it's my cell phone. It's got to work, right? So the nice thing about Patriot Mobile is we utilize the same towers as all three of the main cell phone carriers in this country. So what that means is you're going to get the same or better coverage than you have today with your current carrier. And we have the advantage of being able to put you on two different networks on a single device. That's huge because as I travel around the country, I have two different networks on my phone. If I lose signal on one tower, the other one's going to pick up. So I'm never without coverage. That is a huge differentiator. And, you know, we try to make things easy when we talk about moving our customers over to Patriot Mobile, getting you switched from your current carrier. We use things like eSIM. That's an electronic SIM card. So most new phones are eSIM capable. That means we can shoot you a QR code that you can zap with a camera on your phone, and it's going to automatically load in the SIM card. I don't have to physically ship you a SIM card anymore. This makes switching to Patriot Mobile very easy, and we have 100% U.S.-based customer support. So when you call in, you're going to be talking to a red-blooded American that loves our country and loves freedom just like you and I do, Steve.
So how easy is it actually to do this? You just contact, we go to the website, contact you guys, talk to a service rep. You don't even have to, it's not the old days, you got to be shipped a SIM card. You could do it off your phone, and you can switch to the service, and the service is better because you're basically taking the best of two services at any time for coverage around the United States. Is that how easy this is?
It's that easy, Steve. You call 972-PATRIOT, or you can visit us online at patriotmobile.com/Bannon. And it's a simple process, right? I mean, you can keep your phone, you can keep your existing phone numbers, port those over from your existing carriers. Our customer service team makes it really easy. It's not like the old days of walking into a retail store and walking out 3 hours later, you know, wanting to slam your head in the car door because you've just experienced, you know, we try to make it easy here at Patriot Mobile.
You know, we're a big believer in this alternative economy. Give me a minute on, because people are tired. They get to vote every day, not just every couple of years in congressional or Senate races, and just not every 4 years for the president. They get to vote and put their values on the line every day with where they're spending their money. Talk to me about why you support the values of this audience.
So, Steve, you know, we've taken the position here at Patriot Mobile that we're not going to sit around and watch why our country circles the drain. We're just not going to. And just look at what you've covered here this morning with what's going on our campuses across the country and all the other unrest. It's no secret where this train is headed, right? And it's going to be nothing short of a train wreck with four more years of this administration. We can guarantee that. So my question to any American out there that loves our country and loves freedom is, why would you leave anything to chance right now, right? I submit that now is not the time for us to be on the fence with our conservatism. Now is not the time for us to pick and choose which parts of the red economy that we want to participate in, right? I mean, now is the time to be all in if we're going to win. We've got to be hyper aware of how we're spending our money and the companies that we support with our dollars. And that's why Patriot Mobile and companies like us are so important right now. We do provide the Christian conservative alternative in the cell phone service space. And that's why we exist.
Scott, where can people track you down, and where can they go to Patriot Mobile today?
You can go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon. Again, that's patriotmobile.com/Bannon, or you can call 972-PATRIOT. Make sure you tell them you saw us on Bannon's War Room. Make sure you use the code Bannon, and we're going to give you free activation on all of your lines. So again, guys, we would love to have you guys as customers. We think this is important. You know, we talk all the time, Steve, about elections having consequences. Well, let's be honest. How we spend our money has consequences too.
Major. Scott, thank you so much. Tell Glenn and the team we got their back. Love you guys.
Will do. Thank you, Steve.
I don't think anybody could sum it up better. I mean, this is a 30-front war. This is why what's happening in the House right now is so disturbing. President Trump, you see, they feel they're getting boxed in. And the CNN numbers we went through yesterday are just unbelievable, stunning, particularly given the fact the campaign has no money or virtually no money. But you see where they think they have him trapped. And just go back today and think about the difference between those college campuses with those kids and what they're doing in the faculties, and compare that to the hardworking Americans you saw outside, out front of that courtroom supporting President Trump. Those were not country club Republicans. That is the salt of the earth. That is the backbone of the MAGA movement, quite frankly, the backbone of this country. And to a person, they are in for Donald Trump. Of every ethnicity, race, from all over the world, right there. And remember, many of those folks have had, either they've come from or they've had parents come from communist countries or dictatorships. Okay, Charlie Kirk is next. Jack Posobiec is going to follow. We're back here at 5 o'clock. Make sure you check out My Patriot Supply today. Go check it out, mypatriotsupply.com. Never too early to start preparing for the inevitable. See you back here at 5.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer. and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done With Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done With Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. If you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there, do it today, check it out.